that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1, Radio 2 RDJ, among other places, including the internet, at www.radio2rdj.com. My name is Lee Stark.
And my name must be Gary Stark.
It might not be, it could be something else.
It could be, you know, sort of a bit hung up on that today.
Oh, that was nice.
You like
early segue, you're a bit hung up.
Yes.
I kind of wish I'd rig up the Madonna song Hung Up today. I really should have.
You should have. Yeah, we could have found, you know, sort of a few hang songs and hung up songs.
Yeah.
We apparently have a hung parliament. Welcome to Australia.
Where
yesterday it was Indecision 2010.
Indecision 2010. Welcome to another exciting year of we can't decide what we're going to talk about on the show because
we're
copying off our leaders.
Well, there we go. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. We'll have another election in 12 months, 18 months,
yeah,
I would
probably.
Say.
Yeah.
Because this parliament will fall apart.
Probably. But we won't fall apart because here at the Gadget Grill, we've got stuff to say. We just don't quite know what order we're going to put it in.
Well, I've got some stuff here that I'm going to talk about.
And, really?
I've got it. Yeah, look at it all there
look
on the iPad.
Look at that stuff on the
look
iPad.
That.
Wow, that's
isn't that amazing?
Amount of stuff.
There are words there, too.
Words?
Words,
I like words.
Stuff.
I've been told I'm good with words.
Oh, yeah, have you?
Yeah.
By whom?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't
my
remember.
Imaginary friends.
There you go. There you go. So how have you been this week, Lee?
I've had a great weekend. A tiring weekend, but a great weekend nonetheless.
Okay, that's good.
Doing lots of stuff.
Excellent.
How about
excellent.
You?
I've had a pretty good weekend as well. I'm preparing to go up to Surface Paradise this week.
Ooh, you've got a tech thingy this
week. I've got Microsoft Tech Ed.
Well, say hello to our community radio friends up in the Gold Coast.
I shall indeed. Anybody up in the Gold Coast, look for me up at Tech Ed. You're going to get invited by 2,000 geeks. I believe 2,000 geeks are going to turn up there.
The invasion of the geeks. Dun, dun, dun.
Isn't that terrifying?
That is terrifying. It's terrifying. So bring some useless gadgets up with you to confuse and bewilder anyone in Queensland.
Oh, that'll be difficult.
I've got quite a few useless gadgets on my screen at the moment, Dad.
Have you?
You can bring with an electric Etch-a-Sketch. It's like a video game system plugged into a Etch-a-Sketch frame that you can use because why would you use an... I don't understand why you'd ever use an electric Etch-a-Sketch.
Okay. And amongst other things today, we're giving away a pair of TJ's 3s.
They're not useless.
They're not
useless. I don't have to give away mine, do I?
No.
Okay,
we've got a separate pair. Especially for one of our lucky listeners today.
One of our lucky listeners.
And all they've got to do is tell us how to solve the problem of the hung parliament.
Be creative.
You definitely must be creative.
Yeah, you can't just say put the sex party in there because that's not creative. That could actually happen.
Yes, it could.
Well, give us something special like BlueTech. I mean, BlueTech solves everything.
No. You're getting confused with gaffer tape.
Oh, no, Blue Tech's pretty good.
Blue Tech's good, but it's not as good as gaffer tape. Gaffer tape does solve everything.
Oh, okay. So you want to solve the hung parliament with gaffer tape?
Well, maybe.
I tell you, actually, yes, that
would work. You just, you know, sort of around the mouth and around the hands.
That makes complete
sense. There you go. And the problem is solved.
Call us up at 02974408811. New South Wales people only.
Or tweet Lee.
Tweet LEIGHLO. We'll be monitoring both. And tell us how to fix a hung parliament.
In as many words as you like, but you do need to be creative.
And you do need to be in New South Wales. We're also talking tonight about how cameras are evolving. We've got Photokina coming up very shortly.
Very soon.
And a couple of cameras have been announced. One in particular will surprise the living hell out of you if...
It is. It has got some amazing features at a pretty amazing price.
Well, we don't have a price yet.
Well, we don't have it. We know what the American price is.
Yeah, we do, and we know what the price will be roughly here.
Yes.
We're also going to talk about pasta.
Oh, yes.
Pasta.
Just because we're a gadget show.
And when we are a gadget grill.
We are a gadget grill, so we do occasionally have to talk about food.
We should talk about food more often, too.
We
really should.
We eat enough of it, don't we?
That's damn straight. can you pass the turkey?
No. I am the turkey.
Oh, well, pass the turkey.
Okay. that gets uncomfortable at times.
Ew. Yuck. We've also got a whole bunch of news for you. I've got a fair amount of useless gadgets. I'll throw the Etch-a-Sketch over there. That's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Thanks, Seb.
Yep.
And we will get into some music as well.
How's your boyfriend?
I don't know, but you know, I might be at that point where I can be. Not so much, you know, with a boyfriend, but in any case, this is Australian band Philadelphia Grand Jury. Yes, Dad, they're Australian with a name like that.
Okay.
Philadelphia Grand Jury. With,
oh, they're named after the cheese, obviously.
Absolutely.
Which is also an American name.
Yeah. Philadelphia Grand Jury with When Your Boyfriend Comes Back to Town. It's the Gadget Grill, the only gadget show to possibly get you moving in a direction of the nearest gadget. If you don't have a gadget right now, run. Don't walk to your nearest gadget. It could be addictive. You could be addicted to your gadgets. We're certainly addicted to our gadgets.
Your gadget may be lonely.
Your gadget might be depressed. It might be feeling like it's not wanted, and your headphones might be feeling that way too. So if you need some new ones, tell us how to fix a hung parliament. We're really curious. Canberra have asked us to actually find out from people how to fix a hung parliament.
I think gaffer tape is a good suggestion.
I'm big on duct tape. Give us a call at 0297440881 or tweet at LEIGHLO to tell us and
offer your suggestions, and you too could be a proud owner of some TJ's.
They're good.
They are very good.
I refuse to give them up.
Okay.
He's going to have to pry them from my cold, dead ears. That can be arranged.
That can be arranged. Yes.
Especially
by this Norwegian company, Ensol.
Ensol.
Well, no, they don't do that sort of thing.
No, they don't kill commentators on the radio?
No, they don't.
Okay.
What they do is they've patented a prototype of a thin solar film cell technology. Thin film solar cell technology. There we go.
You'll get it right, I trust you.
Which is designed to be sprayed on glass surfaces.
Okay.
The idea being that you can turn a window into a solar cell.
What a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And look at how many windows there are. And look how many copies of windows there are out there. Hey! Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And they're also looking at designing it so they can spray it onto things like tiles, roof tiles. So instead of having a solar, you know, these big batteries of solar cells.
Can you apply to people's windshields and use solar cars for that?
That's an interesting thought.
Hmm.
It'd be interesting how it affects the vision, because you want to have a little bit more critical visibility.
No, you don't. No? You just need a tree to crash into.
Well, how about you spray it onto your camera lens, and then you've got a solar-powered camera.
Oh, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Speaking of cars and energy, Dad,
yeah.
Have you heard what... You know, we were talking a few weeks ago about sewage being used as a fuel.
Yes.
Yes.
No shit.
I didn't say it. Don't pull me off the air, okay? Well, what about if you could use Scotch whiskey as a fuel? Or rather, not so much Scotch.
Didn't we speak about this last week?
No, not quite. This one is... did we?
I think we did.
Oh, really?
I'm certain we did.
Well, can I talk about it quickly again?
Go ahead. Yeah, we got time to burn here. This is the Gadget Grill, and we don't have a breathalyzer sitting outside the studio.
I'm pretty sure we didn't speak about this. I think we spoke about another thing, because a lot of biofuels popping up.
This one
is made from pot ale, which is apparently stuff taken from the stills, and the used grain, and it's turned into butanol, which is apparently more powerful than ethanol.
That's right.
And you can use the byproducts. They're byproducts from making Scotch into a gas.
I'm certain that I've seen the word butanol in the last week.
Yes, this is from the last week, Dad. This new.
No, but before that, I'm certain that.
No, I didn't say it.
Okay.
I'll
believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
Yeah, well, thousands are tools, aren't they?
How's your antivirus software?
It's not owned by Intel right now. I'll tell you that.
No, okay. Yeah, well, that's another story too. No, but you may remember back in 2008. There was a Span Air plane that crashed, Flight 5022.
I don't, but go on.
Apparently, the reason it crashed, or potential reason that it crashed, is that there may have been some malware that infected one of their computer systems. And the computer system helps with some of the pre-flight checks of the in-flight systems on the plane.
Hmm.
And this didn't report the fault. And therefore, some of the warning systems that the pilots rely on during the flight, and in this case during the takeoff, did not work, did not give the pilot certain alarms when flaps were in the incorrect position as they were starting to roll down for the takeoff. Yeah. But that's rather interesting, isn't it?
It's quite interesting.
You know, that you do need to keep your malware up to date. The court has asked for logs from the computer in question to have a look at them and see what's going on.
That is quite cool. Dan, how much do you download on a monthly basis?
What am I hearing?
It sounds like a car screeching outside. It's really strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing.
How much do I download?
How much do you download?
Nowhere near as much as you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dad.
A pleasure, anytime.
Well, you know how this week we saw IINet increase their megage amount?
There is a big battle going on now, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Who can get the most amount? IINet this week increased their download limit on one of their plans to 1 terabyte. That is...
Well, they didn't actually increase the download limit.
Well, no, they increased their actual limit.
Bandwidth limit.
It's a bandwidth limit. So downloads and uploads are counted.
Yes.
And iPrime has followed suit the next day with 1.1 terabyte.
And I think TPG or Internet, one of them followed a couple of days later with another one, with another terabyte.
Oh, crap. Well, that may not be enough for a guy in Belgium. Because
okay.
At the Belgian ISP Telenet, they found that someone there has been downloading so much information because he downloaded 2.7 terabytes of data in 1 month.
What?
2.7. That is almost three times the amount IINet just increased their thing to.
Okay, first question is...
What is he doing?
Well, first question is, what sort of bandwidth does this... What sort of connection does this guy have?
I don't know.
He's obviously on the NBN, the National Bald Persons Network.
Well, in Belgium.
In Belgium. The National Belgian Network.
National Belgian Network. That's completely right. He's on the National Belgian... He's on TurboNet XL, which apparently is some sort of fibre network, but...
Okay.
He downloaded, and I've got the numbers here, 2,680 gigabytes.
2.7 terabytes
is serious information.
What did he download?
I don't know. Apparently, it's media.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah, gee, what a shock. But
yes, I wonder how much of it is legal. Well, we shouldn't ask
that. We should
that
be asking that. No, it's all legal, Dad. It's all legal.
I'm sure it is. Google Street View.
Google Street View is a really cool application. I like it. What are you going to say?
Unless you're in Germany.
Okay.
Where you might not like the fact that your house is being, your abode is being displayed on Street View.
Wait, your toilet?
No, your
house.
Your abode.
I thought your...
Not your commode, your abode.
Right. I'm glad things are specific there.
Yes. So, if you happen to be German and you have a commode, an abode in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want it to be shown on Street View, you have until September the 15th to lodge your protest with Google, and they will blur your abode on Street View.
What if you have an outhouse where they blur your commode?
Depends on if the door's open or not. Which could make things rather difficult.
It could, actually, yes. That's quite a curious thing. Did you know that there are a lot of people addicted to video games like StarCraft?
Oh, there's a surprise.
Oh, gee, what a shock. Well, this is coming out of GamePron.com. I think it's South Australian...
GamePron.
GamePron, like game porn, but not
right.
quite. Yes.
Okay.
That antidepressants are currently being used against game addiction. Believe it or not, apparently they found that something called bupropion, which is sold in a number of different ways, can, this is a quote, decrease craving for internet gameplay. It can also be used to quit smoking.
Okay,
and
this is something that's
going
to affect the serotonin levels in the brain.
More than likely. So there's an expectation that they're going to use this in South Korea, where a ton of people are addicted to playing StarCraft.
Well, I am shocked.
This might give them a life. This might actually make them wake up and realize, oh my God, there's more to do than killing Proto Zerg and Terran. Holy crap.
I am absolutely shocked.
Wait, did I just say that out loud? That must mean I'm an addict too. Someone get me some bupropion now.
Yes, okay. Well, maybe we'll get it after we talk about Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. I thought he's dead.
He is.
Oh.
Or he's just resting.
He's just resting in pieces.
He's just resting.
He's resting in a few pieces.
Yes. This parrot's dead. Walt Disney's websites are being sued because of what may be their illegal use of what are called locally stored objects.
Locally stored... That sounds very, very kinky, actually.
Locally stored objects are more commonly known as flash cookies. These are cookies that a flash application may deposit on your computer.
Yeah, things that tell you just how much your computer can be used, like webcams and sounds.
Well,
stuff
flash
like that.
Cookies do a little bit more because they store information about you, just as ordinary cookies do. But whereas it's pretty easy to remove an ordinary cookie, it is rather an obscure task to remove a flash cookie.
Yes, it's very hard to, in fact. And you can't track the information down.
Well, that's right. And a lot of the information, as you say, you can't track down. And a lot of these companies, apparently, Disney and Warner Brothers, ClearSpring Technologies, they've been using these cookies in contravention of their own stated privacy.
Really?
Conditions on their privacy terms on their websites.
That's really troubling.
So some lawyers in Los Angeles have lodged a claim in the lawsuit in the Los Angeles County Court. They're trying to get class action status to deal with this rather serious sort of a problem.
That's a pretty serious problem.
Isn't it?
I haven't got much more news to go, Dad. I've got a screen has been unveiled, basically, at the Singapore Youth Games.
A screen
Games.
Has been unveiled?
Shut up.
Okay.
A screen has been shown off at around the Singapore Youth Games that will show you 3D without the glasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is the sharp one?
No, this one's done by a different company. I'm not kidding you. The company's name is Sunny Ocean.
Sunny Ocean.
I kid you not.
Okay.
But they have come up with what we're calling Sans Glasses 3D, or Auto Stereoscopy. It's kind of a hard name to say, so Sans Glasses 3D makes more sense. Basically, no one's quite understanding how this has worked, but this is mostly made for video walls at this point in time.
Oh, yes, I read something about this during the week.
Yeah, so you can expect to find this in TVs probably in the next 2 years, you know, if 3D sticks around.
This is more designed for
corporations.
And
right
it's
now.
Also, I think, at the moment, it's also very, very restrictive in terms of your viewing angle.
No, this new one is apparently not just dead center reliant.
Okay.
They're not actually saying how it's working, but they are saying that it's, like, the reviews coming out of it are apparently quite impressive, and it hits 84 inches.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's big.
That's almost as big as my projector can project.
Aww. Your projector feeling a little bit lost, Dad? A little bit of envy?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sure? I mean, this can do high def and 3D. What can your projector do?
Who cares? It's big. It's a big image.
Oh, you just like it bigger. Bigger is better, huh?
Size matters.
Right, okay.
As photographers, you know that we're always looking for different ways to get different points of view to take our photos from.
Absolutely.
Get down on your knees, lie down on the ground,
climb up a tree. Dad.
Yes, I know.
Calm down. I'm not like that way with you.
Okay. Low angles, wide angles. How about a four-rotor helicopter platform that you mount your camera to? You control it by remote control and GPS. So you start it, you put your camera on it, you start it up.
I don't have a helicopter to use it on.
This is exactly
this is
what
a helicopter.
This is a four-rotor helicopter platform for your camera. So that you can...
You really trust your camera up in the sky?
Well, this one is apparently, four rotors makes it quite stable. And you can fly it up so that, you know, if you want to do some real estate photography or something like that, you've got a... It beams the images back to an LCD that you have in your control unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a three-axis gimbal that you can adjust the camera angles and so on from. Once you get it into a position, you set it up with the GPS, and the GPS maintains that position, so it'll hover in that one point while you want to take your photos from that one point.
Cool. How much is it?
No price for it.
If you have to ask, you probably can't afford it.
And the other thing that's very useful for it's aimed actually at the photojournalist market.
So people like me.
So, you know, sort of if you're in a situation that is difficult, let's say that, you know, sort of somewhere that where photography may be restricted.
So trying to get a shot of, say, Julia Gillard and no one will let you.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
So you can actually have this go up above the crowd and have it hover above the crowd and...
Hey, there's an answer for you. That thing can solve the hung parliament by taking pictures of all the politicians and sending them to them and trying to unite them.
You don't want to break the camera.
Oh, fine.
You don't want to break the camera.
Well, at least the camera's still there.
It looks like it may still be here, yes.
Yeah, this is Katie Groves with I'm Still Here.
It's been too long since I've been home. I can't help but bringing up a memory of you.
Thank you.
It is the Gadget Grill on, well, on many places, but broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. You can hear us at the website.
It is the Gadget Grill on your radio.
It's a Gadget Grill on your radio. Correct, Dad. I'm glad the intelligent side of you could work out that a radio show is on the radio. But you can.
I'm pretty good for Sunday night.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. It's going to be even longer for you heading up the coast. You can also listen to us not on a radio, on a computer, at www.radio2rdj.com. We've got a feature right now, and we're going to talk about how cameras are evolving, and they're evolving in some interesting ways.
They certainly are. This week, Nikon announced the... I was going to say the replacement for the D3000,
but the
3000
like
is going to stay in production for a while. That's what we're hearing. So it's going to be a new model, the D3100.
And this model is special because it's the first digital SLR in the world, it's a digital single lens reflex, that features what is called continuous autofocus in video mode. So not only can you shoot video on the SLR, and you've had this option for a while, you've had 720p HD,
yep,
and 1080p full HD on various cameras for a while.
Well, this has got 1080p.
This has 1080p.
Full HD.
But what you haven't had is continuous autofocus, and that makes a difference because before you've had to actually pre-focus before you start video or focus manually throughout it. Now the camera will do it for you, and what makes this interesting is that makes a digital SLR more like a camcorder in every way.
And there's been a lot of convergence in that regard over the last couple of years. But what's equally amazing and, you know, sort of is making this camera really stand out is that this is a camera with the full HD video,
mm-hmm,
the first camera in the world, first DSLR with continuous autofocus,
which is a
on
big
video
deal.
And it's going to come in
probably at around 1,000.
A little bit under 1,000,
yeah,
is what we expect as the street price. That is pretty bloody amazing.
And the most impressive thing about this is that the world hasn't really expected this. Like, the rumors have been swirling for a little bit that a 3100 was coming and that continuous autofocus was on the cards. That's been the rumor. But we actually had mostly assumed it was crap because no one else has come up with it yet.
Well, A, no one else has come up with it, and B,
no,
there's a couple of other cameras in the Nikon range that are probably more due for revamps than the 3000.
Exactly, especially, you know, an early model camera. This is suggestive.
The low model camera, you mean?
Low model. This is, yes, suggestive that they're targeting basically everyone with an inexpensive camera to do everything. And we're talking about the really cool features, but it also has 14 megapixel and the ability to shoot in incredibly low light at 12,800. Now, it's impressive enough that it can shoot in low light, but then that continuous autofocus in 1080p just blows our minds.
It makes this camera an almost irresistible buy.
It does. Well, we don't know what it's going to be like. We're curious to see what it'll be like when it comes out in September.
Well, we're certainly putting our names down to get a review copy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll be willing to have a really serious play with that, especially with some of the new glass that Nikon have announced as well.
Mm.
They've announced a replacement for the 24-120 zoom lens, which is an f4 constant aperture lens,
yep,
which is going to make that very interesting to look at and play with. And there's a new 85mm f1.4G series AFS.
It's almost like they are shifting almost everything down to this will make video much better throughout the line. I mean,
well,
you imagine
video
F4 on that straight kit lens is going to make it really fun.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of, you know how much I love my 85mm.
You don't need a new lens.
I'm not going to buy the new one. I don't expect that I'm going to buy the new one because the 85 that I have is just such a sweet piece of glass anyway. But, you know, can you imagine using a lens like that for shooting video with the bokeh that it has?
Oh, yeah.
It's just incredibly sharp when it's where it's in focus, and it's just so beautiful in the areas that are not in focus. It's just an amazing lens, and to use that on video, the sort of effects that you're going to get with that, it's going to make this new camera and anything that follows it that's using the similar technology.
Well,
quite compelling.
That's the interesting question that not many people are making, and it's a shame too because this is an important question. This is a low model camera. Let's be honest.
That's right. Entry
level camera. What's coming for the big models?
Yeah, what are they going to put in? What are they going to put in the D90 replacement when it comes? The D300 replacement,
yeah,
when it comes? The D700 replacement when it comes? Although we'll see a D4 before we see the
not necessarily.
Not necessarily. No.
It brings a question, and it brings what are the competition actually working on? If this has shocked the journalism world and the tech world with something as simple as continuous autofocus in a cheap camera.
Yeah.
It's a budget camera. For all intents and purposes, it is a budget camera.
It certainly is. It's the sort of camera that you can buy for... Well, if you're looking to buy a compact camera, but you want to have something just a little bit better than that, you either go to a Milk or you go to something like the Canon 550D or the Nikon 3100.
I reckon if you wanted to buy a camera, any sort of camera, compact or otherwise, you should wait right now, especially given with Photokina just around the corner.
Well, what else are we going to see in Photokina? You care to offer any suggestions,
predictions? I can't actually... I know things.
Yep.
I know things that I'm not allowed to talk about. We'll talk about them when the embargoes are lifted.
Okay.
but I reckon you're going to see a lot of new compacts, a lot. I reckon the compact thing is going to heat up ridiculously. You already think that there are loads of compacts out there, and I've played with quite a few. I think it's going to heat up faster than it ever has before because
there haven't been a lot of compacts released this year, certainly not from Nikon, certainly not from Canon.
And there
so
haven't
far
been
year.
A lot of variety, and so hopefully we'll see a lot of that.
Okay, it's going to be very interesting. Photokina promises some very, very interesting stuff, I think, in the photography
world. We saw some
world.
Cool stuff at CES earlier this year, and that's actually one of our most downloaded podcasts, believe it or not.
Okay.
But we're going to see some even more interesting stuff at Photokina. Middle of the year, it's towards Christmas. I think cameras are going to be huge
Photokina, I think, is September.
It's towards Christmas.
Yes.
You know, it's the latter half this year. I think we're going to see cameras being one of the big things for this year.
Okay, that's very interesting.
And you know what I like about cameras? I love the whole face detection thing, because you can pick up those brown-eyed girls quickly.
They said something about this has got 30 face detections.
I was making a segue.
I know, but I was just saying.
Yeah, it has a few different face detection modes, that camera.
Yes.
I love how you can pick up brown-eyed girls in them.
Oh, wonderful.
This is Van the Man Morrison with Brown-Eyed Girl.
Sections. One is to flatten the dough. You make the dough, obviously, yourself out of, would you believe it? I had no idea. Flour and egg. That's it. And you can do it out of water, so that means you can make one out of glue, more or less.
That's it, yeah.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You make your pasta, you make your dough pretty quickly, and you flatten it. Now, all the gadget is a flattening device. You flatten it multiple times, you run it through, the dough gets longer, and you take the handle out, you put it through another section, and you can turn it into spaghetti or fettuccine. And it's so much fun.
You can cut it, and it's so much fun.
We had friends around to do it, I had a date around with it, and it was just a huge amount of fun. I absolutely recommend people. I've been cooking a lot this week, as I'm telling you, and I'm having a lot of fun cooking, but this was an inexpensive way to make something that tastes a hell of a lot better than the stuff I could buy in the store relatively easily, relatively quickly.
And it's a lot of fun. How about making your own pasta sauce, and what sort of fillings did you make?
You know, I didn't actually get around to doing that. I only did fettuccine because it was the easiest thing to do. But I started working on that, and I figured that if you take some ricotta and some spinach, just chop the spinach finely, you could put it together in globs and make some...
Rather than spinach, I would do some basil.
I've always gone with ricotta and spinach in the things I buy, but I was hoping I'd just imitate that. But it was an absolute amount of fun, just incredible amounts of fun. A few of us were out doing it. It's an easy gadget. I found one for $30. I found them all in a lot of places.
Right.
Cheap as and easy to think. And what's interesting me most is that you don't actually clean the thing.
Well, you do.
But you don't clean it with water because it'll rust. You can't obviously pull the pasta maker apart. You just clean it by running dough through it.
Okay.
Absolutely cool.
Okay.
And it's just a tremendous amount of fun. I know I'm not supposed to eat pasta all the time, but I'm just going to keep doing it.
That's not
just going to come up with recipes for it. Whatever it is, I'll make sure the dough doesn't crash into me. It's certainly crashed into the stove a few times.
There you go.
This is a Dave Matthews Band with Crash Into Me.
That's one of the places we broadcast on with the Gadget Grill. The last moments of the Gadget Grill. I didn't say the final moments this time. It's the last moments of the Gadget Grill where we get stuck into the useless gadget bag. It's our favourite time. It's like our Santa bag because we can take open that bag. You see the one down here there, the one marked useless crap?
That's the one.
That's the one where I store most of my thoughts.
Yes.
We have the useless crap bag and we can pull some gadgets out to entertain you. Seriously, these things
exist.
Let
me entertain you.
Let me entertain you with some useless gadgets.
And what have you got in your useless gadget
bag? Well, I've got two tonight. I've got two. This is just ridiculous. I have... One is mediocre and the other one is just amazing. I don't even know.
Let's start with mediocre.
Let's start with mediocre. Dad, when you wake up in the morning, you have morning breath, right?
Yeah, you have morning breath. You wake up in the morning, hear the church bell ring.
Shut up. What if you could solve your morning breath with waffles, coffee and bacon without touching your stove or your coffee maker?
Okay, yeah.
How about breakfast floss?
Breakfast floss,
yes. Floss, like the stuff you floss your teeth with, except it's flavoured like a waffle or a coffee or bacon. I don't know if the waffle has butter or maple syrup on it, but I can tell you, it's floss. It's not terribly expensive. It's $12 to get some breakfast floss to wake up with, and it's really going to taste like that.
Okay.
But that's not the best gadget. That's not the best craptastic gadget.
That is pretty useless.
This is my favorite craptastic gadget. Are you ready, Deb?
Yep.
It's a solar-powered squirrel.
A what?
It's a solar-powered squirrel. It's a statue of a squirrel biting into an acorn with...
As they do. But especially the statues.
With a solar panel protruding from its butt.
Okay, and I'll bite.
You'll bite, so it's all it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you'll bite. And it's $55.
Why?
As sunlight shines onto it, it charges up, and so it can light up and sit on your front lawn.
So at night, you have an illuminated possum.
No, a squirrel.
Squirrel, sorry. You have an illuminated fake squirrel sitting on your lawn every night.
I suppose it's not too bad. I mean, I've ordered a USB Tony Abbott to sit on my front lawn every night and convince everyone that he's... never mind. I've ordered his ears.
You've
illuminated ears.
You've got Mr. Rabbit's illuminated ears.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. Okay. And I'm planning to get
That's to go with the Gillard wig.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they go with the Gillard wig. And you want to see what the sex party's going to give me.
Well, they're going to give you a well-hung gallows.
Well, it's going to be bloody well-hung, isn't it?
Yes.
It's going to be bloody well-hung. This is in the back of us, and not in the back. back of us, but underneath this us. Wait a minute. On underneath us.
This is sticking out the back of the of the solar powered squirrel.
Everything we're going to say is going to come out bad. This is Bucky Pizzarelli, John Pizzarelli, a whole bunch of Pizzarellis.
Bucky Pizzarelli, don't squirrels have buck teeth?
Shut up.
Bucky teeth.
This is on. Good Lord. This is Bucky Pizzarelli, John Pizzarelli, a whole bunch of Pizzarellis with I Will See You in My Dreams. Dad, take us out.
Well, you have been listening to The Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1. On the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
I'm pretending to be a squirrel.
I know. I'm ignoring you.
Well, oh, Christ. Okay, really?
Yes. We will be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock here on 2RDJ with another unhung Gadget Grill.
I don't know. I might be hung. I could be hung like a parliament. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be hung like a parliament.
Bearing in mind that I'm going to be in Surfers Paradise for the next week at a conference, I could well come back and be totally hung over.
He's hoping. That'd be a nice change for you.
Yes, I know.
That'd be a nice change.
Yes, but if I'm hung over, then I'm not going to be able to drive, so that'll make things rather interesting in terms of how we're going to get out here to the studio for the show.
We can relocate the studio home.
Okay, we could do it from the home studio.
Let's broadcast the entire show from our homes.
There you go.
Skype, three-way conversation.
Yes, I said, you've been listening to The Gadget Grill. We will be back next Sunday night. The same gadget time, same gadget station.
Same gadget time, same gadget channel, as we said before. This is Bucky Pizzarelli and a whole bunch of Pizzarellis, because it's the Pizzarelli family.
Nobody told them to Pizzarelli off?
Oh, good Lord. This is the Pizzarellis with I'll See You in My Dreams. Have a good week, Australia.
We shall see you next week. Okay, stay safe.